It's giving shade.
It's giving dirty.
It's giving what if.
Hey listeners, before we jump in today, I would like to share a disclaimer. The views and opinions in this podcast episode are 100% strictly my own. They do not reflect any professional organization, business, or board with which I am associated. The content of this podcast is for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised. Let's jump in.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of It's Giving What If. And today I'm hanging out with the amazing Tiffany. Hi Tiffany, how are you?
Hi.
Yes, welcome to our podcast. I am so excited to have you on. You are just like such an awesome person that wears like 1,000 different hats. Like the other day I was looking at your signature of your emails and I was like, whoa, like Tiffany literally is a part of like everything, you know? How does that feel? Like you are literally probably the person that's the most connected.
I don't know. I feel normal. Like, I just feel like nothing. Like it's just nothing. You know what I mean? It's just, I like meeting new people and I like meeting and talking to people about what their dreams and aspirations are. And then just being connected to them. So that way I could see how their journey comes out to be. And it's a really cool thing to, you know, it's cool that we're all connected in some way. And that's why I like to connect myself to so many people.
I love that. When you were younger, did you picture yourself kind of doing this? Or like, what were you, like, what did you think of when you were going to grow up?
No, I thought I would be either an eye doctor or a vet or some type of inventor.
Oh, okay. I mean, are any of those true or you're working towards those?
Yes. Invention, yes. And then I'm not a vet, but I have pets. not an eye doctor, but I work in healthcare.
Yeah.
But it's like little bits and pieces of the things that I wanted to be.
Yeah. That's exciting though, because I know that you can't talk a lot about your invention, but like, how does it feel to know that you have something that you could introduce to the world that may be pretty like life-changing?
It makes me feel like I'm making a difference, even though in my waking life, like I maybe feel like little things might be significant, but I don't feel like every little thing that I do is significant. But this could be something that if I were to leave this world, that this is something that could help someone else along the way. And will make it so much better for not only people in my family, but around the whole world.
Yeah, that's exciting. I can't imagine just like the excitement of wanting to talk about it, but like being like, I need to wait to like be able to actually, you know, patent it and release it and start talking about it.
Yes, yes. It is a patent pending product. But it's just, yes, it is. I can't wait to share it to everyone because I think it'll be such a useful tool.
So one of the things that I like to start with, you know, because like, you know, we work in very high stressful jobs. Like I know that you like me, we definitely like work with a lot of people and we have to put on our best like people face and like be really good customer service. I'm sure there's things that get under your skin and like annoy you like all of us. So I like to ask my guests, like, what has been the most annoying thing that you've dealt with that's been just like hella annoying this past week?
People thinking that there's not enough opportunities to where they feel like they can trample over others to give themselves an opportunity.
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
That's kind of annoying.
Do you have like a situation that comes to mind or that you can reference?
Several. Let me try to pinpoint one that might be more interesting. I've just in the field that we work, it's just very stressful. And there's so many companies and that serve the same population that we all do. But I think there's just some people who feel like there's not that many out there. And so if they're in it, you know, they just want to kind of just take whatever is available. So like, I had a friend that was a part of the field and she recently got out of it, and she found out that it was because it was possibly somebody else that made that happen. And that was kind of sad, because then we can't really do anything about it, because it's just dog eat dog out there sometimes. Mm-hmm. I just wish the world wasn't like that.
That's so hard, because it's like, why? You know, like, there is so much opportunity for so many different people. There's no need to take from others. You know, there's this like very scarcity mentality of people like, oh, there's not enough for everyone, so I'm going to make sure that I get my part and like screw everyone else, you know? And that's just so like, that's so anti-human, I feel like.
It is anti-human. And it's so like, it seems like those type of people have not lived enough to know what life should be like. And they are just so absorbed in the whole like individualistic society where it's all about me and not about community. And I think that's one of the main reasons why people are like that too.
Yeah. See that. I feel like it's also very like westernized culture, like that's kind of what everyone is conditioned to do, you know. Even like with just like politics in this country, where they're like, oh, we don't want to welcome immigrants because they're going to take our jobs, or you know. But like, I feel like anyone that's grown up or has influences from other cultures outside of the US or just like Western culture, we learn about like communal and family, you know. We know that at the heart of everything is family, you know. For me, like, there's nothing more powerful than a community or a family unit that we all like are a part of and we all contribute to, you know.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, and life is just so much better when you include a community, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's just, people don't realize that. They feel like everything, the world is against them only. And it doesn't have to be that way, because there are so many opportunities for every skill set. You just got to choose to open up the opportunity for yourself.
Yeah, I agree 100%. One thing that's been like really annoying me lately is just like spam emails, spam phone calls, like, the number of emails that pop up in my phone daily is ridiculous. Like, I'll go and delete like 3,000 emails, and then not even a week later, I'm like at 6,000 emails. Or like phone calls, they'll constantly call me throughout the day. They'll say spam risk, or I'll pick up a call, and then like they ask for a random person or hang up on me. Like, I don't know. It's just so annoying to like have to look at the notification on my phone just light up all the time.
Oh no, I know. It's worse whenever it's the same area code and it doesn't detect as spam. And so you pick it up thinking it's important, and it truly is spam. That is annoying. It's ridiculous. I get more spam calls than I get calls from my own mother.
Exactly. And like, one of the ones that I've been getting here lately, and it's probably my fault, because like, I signed up for like a Branson like vacation like thing giveaway, and like, I supposedly won it, and then like I never went. This was like over a year ago, and it supposedly would expire a year after. And they keep calling me, and I accidentally answer sometimes because I don't know the number. It's like a number that looks like not a spam number, and like they're like, "Mr. Rios, are you blah blah blah?" And I'm like, "Click," and I just like hang up, and I feel bad, but I'm just like, "I'll call you if I'm interested," you know? Like it's probably a timeshare or something that they make you do, you know?
I get mixed feelings, because I'm like, I know the other person is probably just another human being doing their job, you know, and they needed it. What if they're trying to meet their quota? And then the second thing is, what if they're a really bad person? So I don't know if I should respond in a way where I'm like, oh, you know, sorry, you got the wrong number, or just hang up, or third, just mess with them. I don't know what I should do.
Yeah, they like, people will target you, and like, that's how a lot of like, older people get like conned. My mom, like she and I always tell her, don't give your information out, you know. There's things like, don't say yes, I think, when you pick up a call, mm-hmm. because like they can record that and use your voice. So like, she got a call from a number that looked like it was from United Healthcare, because she gets a lot of calls from them, and she gave him her social and she gave him her date of birth and her name. And I'm like, I hear her doing this. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, how do you know this person's really UnitedHealthcare? And then we like called and investigated and they're like, yeah, we never called her. So she had to like file this whole thing to like protect herself. But it's just like, that's how people prey on others. Like, it's so easy.
It's true. Someone had called my mom and was like, if you don't pay your water bill, then we're going to shut it all off and then we're going to call the government. And my mom's like, oh my gosh, what do I do? And they're like, well, go get a gift card, put money on there, and then tell me the gift card number. And my mom bought a gift card. She did. But the only thing is, luckily she was like, hey, how do I give them the gift card number? And that's when we're like, okay, don't do that. Because the utility people will never ask for that.
No.
Yeah, but you know, like our parents don't know any better. And so they're just like, oh no, they're going to shut us down completely. And they're going to call the authorities on us. So we better do it.
Yeah. What amount were they asking for? Do you know?
Like $300 or $400, something like that. I think it's like $397.
Yeah.
But that's a crazy amount.
I have a friend who they did that to her twice and she gave them the credit card number. I'm like, girl, how do you like a gift card? Like, this is not logical. They would never say, go get a gift card. Like, that's just, I don't know. That like,
yeah, they would never.
No.
They would never do that. Yeah. It's,
and I'm so not trusting of people. So I'm like, nope, I don't believe that.
No, me either. Same. I just, too many people trying to take hard-earned money.
Yeah.
But have you seen the episodes where, well, I don't know where it's from. Is it on YouTube or TikTok? It's something. But it's where the guy tracks down the robocallers and then he surprises them with like a glitter box.
What?
Yes. It's crazy.
What is it called?
Let me Google it. It's so crazy. I love it though. I think it's on YouTube. I don't know. I gotta find it though. But he tracks people down and he calls them and then he makes up the whole thing and then he sends them a package and the package just blows up on them and it's just a bunch of glitter and everything like that. And it has a little camera inside. It's amazing.
Okay, you need to definitely send me that when you find it because I definitely want to watch that.
Yeah, it's a good one. I love it. But yeah. But I thought, you know, it would be cool if we could just press one number when spam calls instead of doing that report button because I usually do report malicious. Oh. But they call me back anyways, the same number. So I guess you can block it. But yeah. I wish there was just a number you can just press and it just sends that number onto a listing somewhere where it eradicates it completely and blocks being used.
Yeah, that would be cool. Because I definitely have like emails that I get from a certain former president that's trying to run again. And I'm like, I don't even like support you. Like, why do you email me? Like, and like, I've blocked it, I've reported it, I've like deleted it, and it still keeps coming.
That's so funny. I'm like, are you connected in some way with the government?
I hope not. Like, no, like, I'm like, sir, I do not want to fund your campaign. And it's like crazy stuff that I get. I'm just like, I don't know. Like literally right now, let me see how many emails I have just like lit up. Okay. It's not terrible. I think I have 2,770 emails. So that's like,
2,000. It's so much.
And then I have like several email addresses. So between all my email addresses, I have 2,900. So
That's a lot. I have a lot, but that's because I have, let me count how many inboxes I have. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I have 10 inboxes.
What?
Yes. I have 10 inboxes for all the different companies that I work for and then a personal one and then a school one. So,
how many emails do you have unread?
Unread. Let's see. That's scary to even think about. I think my email stopped quantifying. Oh, here it is.
No way.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. Unread. I have 1,363.
Oh.
That's not bad.
No.
I am very responsive when I can be.
Yeah. Okay. That's not too terrible. Okay.
Yeah, so.
So before we jump into some fun, spooky stuff, I like to play a game called What If? And so okay. I'm going to ask you a scenario, and I kind of want to hear what you would do in that scenario. So what if Britney Spears was performing in Oklahoma City, which, first of all, that would probably not happen unless we had a bigger stadium, but let's just pretend. And somehow you, in one of those 10 email addresses, you magically got her itinerary while she was in Oklahoma City that gave like detail by detail, minute by minute, like where she was going to be, what she was going to be doing. What would you do?
I would strategize it to where I would not look like a stalker, because I would go. But then I would go to tell her, like, hey, someone on your team didn't do a good job. And I'm like, you know, as an honest person, in hopes that she'll realize that I'm genuine and that she'll take me in as her crew.
Would you, like, wear, like, a I Love Britney Spears shirt or anything? Or
I would play it cool. Like, just like in those movies where, like, oh, I don't know who you are, but I do know of you.
Oh, my God. Okay. Would you, like, bring your kids with you, or would you try to just be like, I'm just cool, I'm just here?
Depending on the location of the itinerary, I would bring my kids just to bring more sincerity to the situation. But if it's in a location where kids aren't allowed, then probably not my kids.
Okay. That's a good answer. I can definitely see you getting in on her team that way. Cause yeah, I mean, that's a huge mess up if they leaked her email address or her.
Yeah, big deal. I'm just there to protect her.
And then when she falls asleep, you just cut like clips of her hair out.
That's it. I mean, it's Halloween. It's everyone. Anyone would have done that.
Yeah, totally. You know, a Britney Spears hairball.
Yeah, it's just a hairball. No big. She'll grow it again.
Yeah. Okay. What if your family got approached to do a show like Keeping Up with the Kardashians? What network would you be on? And what members of your family would you want on the show, and which ones would you definitely not want on the show?
We would probably be on Bravos.
Okay.
I think my sisters would make good contenders. Okay. My mom and my dad for sure. Okay. And honestly, all of my uncles. They would make great contenders. Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone you would just be like, I don't want them on the show?
You know what? Just for rating purposes, everybody should be on.
Would you protect your kids and not have them on the show, or would you want your kids to be a part of it?
I probably wouldn't want them on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's. What kind of content do you feel like we could expect if that was a show?
It's a lot of drama. It's the same drama you hear at work.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a lot of he said, she said, but there's a lot of cultural, like, superstitious stuff. So you'll see, maybe there'll be a scene where my mom's like, when are you moving in? So I'm going to look at the calendar for a good luck day, and then I'm going to smoke them out. And then she'll bring her sage and like her incense and her offerings, and she'll just put it all out, which had happened before. And this is when we lived next to the KJ103 station. And the guys on the station actually said, did you guys smell something burning coming into work today? And I knew it was my mom.
Oh no.
Yes.
Is it the one here on Expressway, or where is the KJ?
It's like, it's Expressway. Yeah. It's okay, Expressway. Okay. Yeah. Cause we were down close to Moore Penn area.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And it was like we weren't moving to a new house or anything like that. We were just in the house, and my mom was like switching the doors from the front and the back, mm-hmm. because we were getting so much bad luck. And then my mom switched the doors, and she put all the incense in a pan and left it outside and offered food to whomever. I don't know. Cause my mom's like Catholic, but she's also not Catholic.
Mm.
Like, we have Jesus in the back of the house, but we have Buddha in the front of the house.
Okay. They like, is there overlap between like Jesus and Buddha?
In my house, in my mom and dad's house, they're cousins.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that they're works. Cousins. My mom told us growing up that whenever we die, all the people that we believed in will fight for us in a place. So like if you're in purgatory, if you believed in like five different religions, all five of whoever the lead in the religions are, we're going to fight over you. And then you'll end up being in whatever the story it is you believe in.
So I'm assuming for you, there would be a fight between Britney Spears and Beyonce and Taylor Swift trying to claim you for their
I think at this fandom. Moment, I'll go with Taylor Swift.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay.
She just seems more mentally there at the moment.
Yeah. I just can't stand her sometimes.
You know, it's that, I know what you mean. And it's like, you know, whenever she's like one of those girls that are a little bit loud.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm also one of those people who like loud people. So that way I don't have to be loud.
That's smart.
And then I can just stand in that back and drink my coffee.
I love that. That's actually really clever.
Yes.
Final what if question. If you could travel back to any time period and you could take one piece of knowledge that you have today, what time period and what piece of knowledge would you take?
The knowledge from today?
Mm-hmm.
And bring it back?
Mm-hmm.
Democracy.
Ooh, okay.
To
what time period?
I would bring it. Well, I got to be careful because I might end up being in a witch hunt.
That's true.
You know, maybe when that time when the U.S. was founded.
Yes. It's funny because today is Indigenous Peoples Day, actually. Is it not like a recognized holiday?
I think it's a federal holiday because some banks were closed today.
Yeah, I don't think the mail ran today, right?
No, I don't think so. We did buy gallery tickets for the First American Museum today for employees to go do that after work.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. So
I have not been yet. I really want to go check it out.
I haven't gone either, to be honest. I wish I could have gone today, but I'm going to go. I'm planning on going, I think, in November with my kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll have to let me know, and if I'm free, we should definitely go.
Yes, we should go.
I'd love to. I heard the restaurant's really good, too.
Oh, yes, I heard it, too. And I love food, so we definitely
have to. Yeah, I know. I didn't get to make it to Hot Pot the other day. I really wanted to go.
It was so good. We're actually going to do a Hot Pot birthday party for her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she wants to do Hot Pot with her friends. And me and my husband were like, we don't know if her friends are going to eat Hot Pot because they might just be fast food girls, you know? But but then my daughter was like, well, you know what? They can always try it. And if they don't like it, they'll call them something else.
I love her. She has the right spirit for everything.
She does. And she was just like, if they don't like it, then go home and eat something else. So
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's her birthday, her rules. So
it's her rules. It is true. So, but yeah.
My sister didn't want to try. Like, my sister's very picky because she used to work for like the fire department and like would see a lot of the inspections of restaurants. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, no. And Jacob and I were like, I want to go. But we ended up going to, what is it called? It's the ramen place in Nichols Hill on Western where it's next to Earl's.
I know what you're talking about.
Yinhua or something.
Yeah. I don't know who owned it, but I have heard that it's a more westernized ramen.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have their food was really good. I really did enjoy it, but I really still want to go there. Or to, what is that chef? The one with the pretty flowers that we talked about.
JK, is it JK? Jace, yeah, something King.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That one.
That place is so pretty.
It is. I swear, like, it's. I've tried making reservations, and they're like packed, so they have to be made like in advance.
Maybe I'll reserve it for my birthday, and we'll go.
Ooh, yes.
I should do that. It'll be in January, but that's close but far away.
Yep. Listen, it'll be a good start to the new year.
It will be. It would be.
And then we can sage to bring in the good new year for you.
Yes, and maybe have them switch their doors before we come in.
Yeah. So, okay, let's kind of jump into like culture. What traditions have you grown up around that, like, now as an adult, you're kind of like, interesting. I don't know why we did that, but, you know, it is part of like our culture and you respect it.
I didn't before, but I respect it now. I didn't respect it as a kid, but whenever in our culture we greet our elders, we don't like do a full bow, but we kind of like nod our head a little bit just as acknowledgement. And I appreciate that so much more now as an adult, because it's not a starter of a conversation. It's just an acknowledgement of a hello. But in Western culture, whenever you say hi, you're really inviting everyone to talk to you. You know, yeah. You're like, hi. And then they're like, oh, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, no, I just wanted to say goodbye. You know, but, you know, growing up, just acknowledging people that, you know, I see you. You know, respectfully, I see you, but I'm going to go on and do my own thing. I really appreciate that part of the Vietnamese culture. I hated doing it when growing up, when my parents were like, make sure you say hi to everyone. I hated that so much because you had to literally bow your head literally to everyone.
What?
Yes. And it was so tiring, but
if there's like three people in a corner and like one bow would like take care of them all, would you have to do three?
I mean, if it depends. If you do one bow and all three of them looked at you and they're like, oh, hey, yeah, I saw you. Sure. Okay. There's only one person out of three. You better do it all three, because one of them, they're going to go home and they're going to tell somebody, and then your grandma's going to call you and your grandma's going to be like, hey, you disrespected somebody today.
No.
Yeah.
I could definitely see that being challenging.
Yeah.
What – were there any like superstitions around like spooky things or just kind of like bad omens or bad, like scary lore from your country?
Oh yeah. There's tons. There's a lot of them. Like if you accidentally killed a bird, then you have obviously bad luck. Cause it has happened several times before, not me, but with my husband. Let's see, if you lived in a house and the mailbox is right at your door, like it's in front of your door, think of it as a cemetery stone. It is saying that you are going to die soon. If you have. So whenever we're building our house, we could not have our mailbox like on the pathway to our front of our door. We had to move it to the side of the house. Okay. Yeah, because it's just saying that death is at your door.
Wow.
Yes. So it is scary. And then stuff like there's certain things called lucky numbers, for your home. And if you so happen to live in a house where your direction is not right for you and the numbers are not your numbers, then you could also bring in bad omen for yourself. So, like, you could die early of sickness. Oh, no. You could have a string of bad luck. Someone could murder you.
Wow. Do you know anyone that was like murdered or, you know, any of that happened to them?
I've known of some crime, yes, but I don't know if it has anything to do with that. But my mom will insist that she'll always tell me, she'll go, yeah, you see, that's what happened to Becky. Like, that's, I made up that name, but see, but that's what happened to Becky. So make sure your mailbox is on the side of your house.
Oh no.
Yeah. She'll say stuff like that.
That is, yeah. Okay.
She's like, my friend's kid didn't listen and now they're dead. So.
Oh no. Yeah. It's so awful. Like,
It's morbid around these parts.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, my mailbox, like, and I'm over here thinking my mailbox is literally right when I walk out my front door, like on the wall. Like,
well, if it's on the wall, it's okay. Oh, okay. It's the ones where it's like the brick ones or just the regular mailbox that's right in front of the door that looks like a cemetery stone.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
So yeah, mailboxes are pretty much like messages from the grave.
Like, yeah, I guess so. So you gotta be careful if you build a brick of mailbox somewhere around your house.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is very interesting how those superstitions start, you know, because like, I mean, I get it. Like, there's a lot of things like in our culture that like, you know, like, oh, warnings or like, if you do this, this will happen. And it's like, the older I've gotten, I've like challenged my mom on it. I'm like, mom, that's not like realistic. Like, that's not going to happen, you know, like, but there's something like, I think magical or even just like comforting for people in like our culture to believe in these things, you know, even though there's like no possibility that this is going to ever happen. Like, one of the things is like, I think, you know, I think we see a lot like during New Year's, like New Year's Eve, like if you eat your 12 grapes and make 12 wishes, they'll come true for the next year, or put your underwear inside out and that's like good luck, you know. And then I'm like, there's literally no correlation between me flipping my underwear inside out and me like having good luck, you know, like, yes. I don't know, but like, but they believe it, you know,
they believe it. And, but I do believe in manifestation. I do believe in that because no matter the religion, no matter the belief, if you truly believe something is going to happen to you, you're really just saying that you're choosing that part of your life to happen.
True.
You know, so yeah. Just like why you make goals because you know you'll accomplish them and one day you will, you know, I want to graduate high school and I've done, and you know, we do that and, you know, things like that. It's, but then when you get older, you have less goals. And then, but yeah. So like my mom, she said, and my dad, well, my grandparents, we also have for holidays, there are certain fruits on the plates for our offerings. And we offer to our ancestors. It's not a religious thing. It's more of a cultural thing to honor our ancestors. And it's like, what's a doo-doo in English? I don't know what. I know what the fruit is and everybody eats it. What's a doo-doo? Anyways, each fruit signifies a certain thing. So like if you have a pineapple, it's something like long life or whatever. And then you have to have several oranges and dragon fruit up on your plate. And it's supposed to be in each fruit means something. Mm-hmm. And then for New Year's, you eat noodles because they're long. So it elongates your life. Yeah. And you don't clean up on the day of New Year. So anything that happens on New Year's Day, you don't do if you don't want it to happen to you throughout your whole year. So like, don't work that day or else you're gonna be working the rest of your life. Don't yell that day, smile that day, feel happy that day. So that way the rest of the year, you'll bring all of that for you. No sweeping on the day of New Year's because you'll be sweeping all your money away.
Oh.
Yeah. And then there's supposed to be only one person at midnight to go into your house that should be a designated person. So like my mom would only make my little sister walk into the house because she's like the bubbliest. And so she goes, not only you can walk into the house, everybody walk into the side of the house.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Is a doo-doo fruit papaya? Is that correct?
Yeah, that is. Okay. That's what that is.
Okay. Yeah. I like papaya. Yes. Papaya is pretty good.
Papaya is so good. Mm-hmm. But for Halloween, we started a new tradition, but we don't know if we want to keep it this year. And we did it only during the pandemic. I'm sure other people have done it too. But we just put all the sisters and brothers, like, or my brother-in-laws and stuff, we'll all choose a room in the house and we'll have a bowl of candy and we'll let the kids knock on our doors and then we'll give them candy that way instead of going around the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's cute.
Which I kind of like anyways, because like my daughter had a point. She was 3 at the time, but she was like, why are you letting me go to strangers' houses to get candy? I'm not even allowed to get candy from a stranger on the street. So why are you, you know? I was like, you're right. And so I took her to Target that day and bought her a big bag of candy instead. And we didn't do it. But why do we do that?
Yeah, you know, that is a very good point, you know, but I think she's very wise. Like, why do parents do that, you know? And I'm sure there's like some kind of like story from like back in the day where that started, you know, especially with that concept of like trick or treat, you know, because I think people used to play tricks on people, but then they would let them like pick, like, do you want a trick or do you want to give a treat, you know? And so I don't know. That is very interesting.
Yeah. I know there's a German lore of Halloween where the kids would put out their shoes on the front porch and then a witch would come by and she would put treats in their shoes.
Oh, she's a good witch.
Yeah. I remember reading about that when in elementary school and we were reading about it. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That is cool. Do you feel, I was looking at online and it, you know, like, I know like, Halloween is very like Americanized for the most part. Mm-hmm. I know that in El Salvador, we don't technically celebrate Halloween. It's not really a thing. We have more of like a, Day of the Dead type of celebration, which is definitely not Halloween. It's more like what you were saying, honoring your ancestors, providing food for them, connecting with them, trying to talk to them. But I think that like El Salvador has become more Americanized. And I was reading that Vietnam too, like in the bigger cities, I think is it Ho Chi Minh? A lot of the younger people celebrate Halloween and it is becoming like a bigger thing in those bigger cities.
Yeah, I think a lot of the bigger cities has a lot of Western influence because a lot of people are starting to move to Vietnam and tour Vietnam more so than the past 20 years, you know? And so I know that there's like some of my cousins that live there, they would have parties and everything like that. But I don't know about like the kids going house to house. Mm-hmm. But I do know like they do a lot of the partying, which Vietnam is huge party country.
So, really? Okay.
Yeah. I remember going there in high school and there was a club and there was an age limit.
What?
And there was no age limit. And you can drink. There was no age limit for drinking or smoking. You just did whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of wild.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, and me and my sisters, we're like goody tissues. So we're like, oh my God.
bad kids.
Yeah, where these kids are so wild. But
yeah,
they're just having fun.
Do you remember hearing any stories about monsters in particular or like, you know,
yes.
Monsters or legends that were to scare children?
Well, my grandma used to tell us stories before we went to bed. And this is like us in like first to third grade, okay? We would come over to sleep at our house. She goes, I got a scary story for you guys. And it was her own scary stories because she was like, she's like, I see ghosts all the time. No big deal. Oh. Yeah, that's how my grandma is. And so she said where she lived in her village, there was like a pond area. And in the middle of the night, at the end of the year, every year, she would hear a woman coming out of the water, holding a baby and crying because she jumped in. Because the story was she jumped in the water, tried to save her baby, and she had also passed away. Oh, wow. And so she would be crying and wailing all through the night. And if you went outside to try to take care of her, she would take you down with her.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was something my grandma said. I don't know if that was an actual Vietnamese lore or just something that she just made up, but she's Vietnamese, so I'm going to count that as that.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's interesting because in just like in a lot of like Latin American cultures, there is the story of La Llorona, which is very similar. The weeping lady who there's very different versions of it, but like her kids were murdered or their kids were taken away or she drowned her kids and then she like goes around weeping, looking for her children. So that's interesting.
Ooh. So there's always a weeping lady around the waters.
Yeah. Well, in this one right here, I pulled one up called Mada, which is a vengeful spirit of the drowned. Have you heard of that?
No.
It says, believed to be the souls of drowned victims, Mada often manifests as bloated corpse with weed for hair as these poor souls died in torment. They cannot find peace and can only be reincarnated if there's another to take their place. As such, they roam in lakes and rivers waiting to drag down unsuspecting swimmers.
Hmm. Oh, I see it. That is scary. Yeah. No, I've not heard of that one.
Yeah, this I pulled up this list of like stories. I'm like, they have,
is it the nine ghosts and demons?
Yes, yes.
I'm reading it.
The boogeyman, we've all heard of a boogeyman.
Yes. I've never seen him like this, though.
Yeah, he has nine eyes, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Nine eyes.
How do you say that?
Umbabi.
Umbabi.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't eat your broccoli, then Umbabi will come for them. And he's a boogeyman, and he kidnaps naughty children using his sack.
I want to say I've heard of him before.
It kind of sounds like Santa Claus, too, though, in a weird way.
Yeah.
And let's see, who else do we have? Ghosts who possess a recently dead body. Slaves of a tiger demon. Matron?
What number is that?
Five.
Ma-chan.
Okay. Ethnicity living in mountainous regions. These tiger demons like to brutalize their victims and enslave their souls, turning them into who are bound to do the tiger's will for eternity. They appear as normal humans, but often wander around the forest trying to lure people into their masters. Wow. Apparitions kept as house guardians.
Okay, now this kind of jogs my memory. I do remember one now.
Which one?
Okay, and it was a movie that we watched a long time ago. There's actually two memories that I remember now, and it's kind of spooky. So one of them was in the middle of the night in the forest. There's like a group of people wearing white masks with red. It was in a movie I watched a long time. It was a Vietnamese movie, and they had red dots on their cheeks, and they would they would walk with their hands straight, and they would be jumping. And if they saw you staring at them, they would take you and put you in a pot, and they will make you a sacrifice.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's because you're just out there wandering when you should be at home.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then another one, I think it was more religious. It's like the Buddhism one, and my dad had told me this, and there was also a movie about it too. But there was this really, really mean lady. Like, she killed puppies, okay? She killed puppies. Yeah, it was sad. And she fed them to vegan monks. And in our culture and in the Buddhist religion, if a gift is given to you, you receive it gracefully. You never deny it because that would be rude. So they take it and they still eat it anyways, even though they're vegan. So anyways, she got severely punished and down to the seven realms of hell, and her son became a priest, like a high priest, and he said he's gonna save her. And so to save her, he had to go through all the realms of hell, and like the first realm were people who lied a lot, and they were so their souls continuously would get their tongues cut off continuously.
Yeah.
And then the second realm was, what was the second realm? I forgot what those people did, but they were burned alive.
Oh no.
The third realm were people drowning in water. Then it goes on and on, but it's demons torturing them each time.
Oh, and that's scary.
And the last realm is where his mom was, because she committed the most evil.
Really?
Yeah. Was to kill a living being and then to also offer it to people who were vegan. So she had to, she for the rest of her life had to sit on a bed of needles. And what? Yes, a bed of needles, but something's like a big bowl of blood is holding her down, piercing her body. Oh, and it's God. Like, and it's like in, for infinity, and all the blood that she's carrying are all the people that she's hurt and all the animals that she's hurt.
Wow.
Yeah. So that That's was wild. Scary. And I did not sleep for days, but that was scary.
Yeah. Who and it told made, you that one?
My dad did. And I think it was on, I want to say it was also on Paris by Night, but which is like a Vietnamese American VHS series.
Really? What yeah. was it on? Like where did do they show it like on TV ever, or was it just a movie?
No, it's always on, the Vietnamese stuff is always on VHS. But really? It was like, yeah. Let me see if I can find it. Seven Realms,
that's wild.
Of hell. Lady that killed puppies. My search.
I know. That feels like Cruella de Vil.
It does.
I found the last one in that story is crazy. I don't know if you saw it, but her name's Mavudai. It's a ghost of a woman who forcefully breastfeeds her victims.
Ew.
Or she's a long-breasted ghost, common legend in some southern Vietnamese provinces. True to the name, Mavudai appears as
a woman. So the translation is exactly what it is in English.
What is it?
It's Ma Yuyai.
Yuyai.
Yeah, so Ma means monster. Okay. Yu is breast. Yai is long.
Oh, monster, breast long.
Yes.
Appears as a woman with long breasts sagging down the front of her upper body, so, which is normal, right? They wouldn't sag towards the back of your body, yeah, but you know. Let's see. Some also add in the unusual horror tropes, saying she often floats around with her feet off the ground, or that she's always clad in a long white robe with hair covering her entire face. In any case, the stories agree that this spirit often perches on treetops to prey on travelers at night. When she catches a victim, she forcefully breastfeeds them, and the victim is often found unconscious on the roadside.
How does one do that? How does one force feed someone like that?
Well, and their mouth is full of dirt.
That's a weird one.
They said that a popular legend was similar to this in Saigon, in the Saigon prison back in the 60s, where many inmates said they'd seen a woman with long breasts force-feeding their cellmate. At the end of the day, however, no official sighting of such a woman has been recorded, so it's best to think of the stories as warnings for children not to wander off after dusk.
I feel like a lot of stories are geared toward that, don't wander at night.
Yeah, I mean, if I knew like a big boobed lady was going to force me to like be breastfed, I would probably never leave my house.
Yeah, because that's kind of, that's horrifying, isn't it?
Yeah. And in El Salvador, we have one of a lady called La Siwanava, and I love talking about her because she's like she has a horse face with long black hair. And then she has giant breasts, and she beats like the crap out of people, like men, with her boobs. Like she just like attacks them to death.
Swings it at people.
Yeah.
Maybe they're sisters.
Yeah, I think they're sisters, best friends. I don't know. They're in the same industry of breasts. What if they got a breast reduction? That's what we should offer them. Yeah,
that's you know. If I see that monster, that's what I'm going to say. Because maybe they're just
in pain,
misunderstood.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
So Saigon is now Ho Chi Minh City. It used to be Saigon.
Oh, really?
So people in America, the ones that immigrated here, will continuously call it Saigon. But people who live there will call Ho Chi Minh City. But in their homes, they might call it Saigon.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
It's communism.
Yeah. So... Well, yes. Anything else that you want to touch on before, like horror-wise, or anything that just like pops in your mind about just like horror in Vietnam, or even just like this new culture that you've created living here?
You know, I always hear stuff like, there is some horror stuff. So there, I have a friend that worked in the nursing home. Ooh. And she works with hospice, and so she sees a lot of people pass away. Mm. And she always says that whenever she is on the bedside and her patient is passing away, she can almost feel like they're around her. And during Halloween, it's just much more scarier, even, you know, because their spirit is around. And she says that, like, the hallways afterwards, it's just not the same, and it's colder.
I believe that.
Yeah. So I always have that in the back of my head. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I believe that. You know, I used to work at a treatment facility in Guthrie that used to be in, like, a nursing home a long time ago, and there's just like a lot of like weird vibes there. The participants' kids would report seeing like things, you know, and so it was interesting, very interesting. I don't know, there definitely is something about death. Obviously we don't understand it 100%, but you know, I do think that like energy is stored wherever we pass, or you know, if there's like a violent death, I do think that a lot of that does get captured in the environment, you know. That movie The Grudge was kind of like based on that, you know, like this grudge that happened in the family, and then this like monster being manifested from that. It's pretty interesting.
The Grudge scared me for life.
Yeah. The rest of
my life. I still think about it to this day for random reasons. I heard
the American one's not as good as the original one.
No, the Japanese one is like horrific. It's if you even watch the trailer, it'll scare you. Mm. That scares me. So the three things that scares me the most is Paranormal Activity, the trailer, because I didn't even watch the movie and it scared me. The Grudge, and Chucky.
Chucky?
Chucky scares me. Oh, I always, like, when I was a kid, because I watched all of Chucky, when I was a kid, I always hear him pittering, pattering while I'm sleeping. And I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, no one bought a doll, right? So, yeah.
For your birthday, I'm going to send you a good guy's doll.
No, it's so scary. And for that reason, I would, because what is it? The one where he got married to a doll named Tiffany, by the way.
Yeah.
I would never buy a bed with, what do you call them? The poles on the bed. They're so gorgeous, but I would never buy it because I'm scared Chucky will tie my arms and legs.
Yeah.
My irrational fear.
You know, that, I mean, is it irrational? No, I think that it's possible, you know. I don't know. I feel like Chucky, I'm going to actually this year, this Halloween season, I've been watching like movies and kind of getting back to them. And I feel like Chucky's one I saw when I was a kid, and I honestly don't recall what it was, because the newer ones were pretty much comedy. Like, I don't know. I thought they were pretty funny. The one where he married Tiffany, like, it was funny. Then like they had a kid.
They did.
Yeah. The kid was like, I think the kid was like either non-binary or like gender confused, but like they're like, I'm Glenda, but I'm Glenn, I don't know, and like they're trying to figure out. So it just became like more of a comedy, I felt. So it wasn't as scary.
That did help me in with my fear, because now I recall of them even like in the process of making a child, and I'm like, how's that even? They're just dolls.
Exactly.
So yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Ludacris was in the movie, and that's pretty funny.
So. It's just crazy. Well, it's just, that does make it feel a little bit better.
Yeah. The series is pretty gory, I will say. That's on FX. I think there's 4 seasons now, or 3. But I love the series. Like, it's pretty good. It's intense, though.
It's intense. I don't know if my mind can take it. I love drama stuff. And I do like gore, but... I think, I don't know, this is not even a specific genre, but I'm okay with killing, but when it comes with like creatures, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to move into our game segment. This is kind of one to put you on the spot a little bit. So I hope you're prepared. Let me grab this real quick. So this is called word association. And how this works is I'm going to give you a word. You're going to have 15 seconds to come up with a song that uses that word in it. And so you have to sing that song with that word in whatever you sing.
Oh, so, man, I'm not good with that unless the song comes up. I have to play it.
We'll see how you do. So, yeah, okay. The first word is night. So you night, 15 seconds, go.
Night. Oh, what's that Tarzan song? Is it Into the Night? Into the Night. No. I don't know one. That's do I? I don't know.
I was thinking of Lady Gaga. I'm going to marry the night.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm going to marry the night. Yes.
Okay. Next one is time. Time, 15 seconds. Go.
Time after time. That's all I know.
All right, you got that one. All right, one out of two. The next one is dance. Dance, 15 seconds, go.
Oh, isn't there a Lady Gaga one that's dance too? Dance, 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 da 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 da. Right? No? It's with and they do that Wednesday also sings. No?
Oh. Bloody Mary?
Is it? Dance.
Yeah, okay. You got that one. Okay. Good job. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. I was thinking of just dance that you were singing, but yes. All right. So you got two out of three. The next one is ocean. Ocean, 15 seconds, go.
Ocean? Oh, man. I don't know an ocean song. Do I? Oh, by Frank. Oh, no, that's Frank Ocean.
Ocean. All right. So
what's a good song with ocean?
There's that song called Cake by the Ocean.
By the Jonas.
Yeah.
We're a little bit upset with the Jonas Brothers right now.
Really? Why?
Did you not hear about Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner?
They broke up? Is that?
Yeah, because he was, like, possessive.
No,
so so it was a blind item, so like it's a true thing too. And so the reason why they got a divorce was because she was hanging out with someone, and on their Ring doorbell she said something about Joe Jonas, but just like how husband and wives do, you know, we say stuff about our significant other, but it doesn't mean that we mean it, we're just joking around. He took it personally, it hurt his ego, and now that's why they're divorced.
What did she say?
They didn't disclose it, but it wasn't anything that was severe according to records. But it also says that his PR team put out a whole bunch of slander against her to say that she's a party animal, she's not responsible, she's a terrible mother. But her PR team is so much better than his, to where it's just like he's like they make it apparent that he's the one that's doing all of this stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Wow. That is insane. I've never been a Jonas Brothers fans like that. So good riddance. I hope Priyanka Chopra is okay.
I think she's in with one of the better Jonases. I heard Kevin was the best one. And then Kevin is the one with the curly hair, the oldest one. And I heard Joe was the worst of them all.
Of course.
Yeah.
Second Joe.
It's those eyebrows.
All right, the next one is fight. 15 seconds for fight, go.
Oh. Man, I don't know the lyrics, but it's Christina Aguilera, fight, where she does the whole wrestling. How do you even say it?
No, not that one. Time. That was dirty.
Oh, it was dirty. Yeah. This happened to be a fight song.
Isn't there a song by like a Rachel Plath that's like, this is my fight song.
Oh, this is my fight song. Na, 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 na. Yeah. There is. And she's like in the music video on the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you have still have, is it
two? I think I got two.
Two so far. So final one.
Yeah.
It is Girl. Girl, 15 seconds. Girl. Go.
Oh, I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Yes, good job. All right, so you got 3 out of 6. Not terrible.
Yeah. I think
that was good. Good job. 50%. It's hard.
That was hard.
Yeah, when you get put on the spot, you're like, what is that? I don't remember that, you know?
I'm a great singer when the words come up behind me.
Exactly. Exactly. You could say lovesick girl, too.
Oh, yes.
So.
That's a good one, too.
All right. So I just want to thank you so much for giving me your time today, letting our listeners learn a little bit about Vietnam and you and just kind of enjoy like all the knowledge you have. Is there anything else that you would like to share or any of your like businesses that you would like to plug with so the audience can follow?
Yes. CaminoClinicOklahoma.com. It's for a good cause. 100% proceeds go to patients. There are no employees there. It's, you know, to help pay for medical bills, help people get situated in homes, get medicine paid for, and for them to be seen by a licensed healthcare professional. Very important to have in our state. So CaminoClinicOklahoma.com, donate or volunteer.
Yes, I love that. Y'all, please go ahead and follow, go learn about Camino Clinic and see how you can contribute to that. You know, we talked about communal, you know, support and being there for each other. And this is one of those ways that you can really help support people is by supporting a cause that actually helps people. Your proceeds 100% go to those patients that are in need of help. So please go ahead and follow that. Also, y'all, when you get a chance, if you haven't liked, rated, or subscribed to this podcast, go ahead and do so. Share with a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, your enemy, whoever you want, just share this podcast. Also, make sure that if you have the time, go in and give us 5 stars, because if you don't give us 5 stars, the lady with the big boobs from Vietnam is going to come and breastfeed you. And I don't think you want that. So drop 5 stars and share with everyone. If you have any advice you would like to write in at itsgivingwhatif@gmail.com. And all the other information will be found in our Instagram, which is at itsgivingwhatif. And you can click on our link in the bio for everything else you need to know. All right, y'all. Well, thank you for your time. And Tiffany, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Bye, guys.
Bye.
It's Giving What If.